This is Free Talk Live, and we're kicking off Hour 2, the Thursday edition. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up virtually anything, 800-259-9231, and it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Well, Mark, let's start things out here tonight, or this hour at least, with something about torture. What have you got for us?
I have a blog post that I think is poignant, so I thought I'd share it. It was terrible news. Several of our American soldiers were apprehended by terrorists and interrogated for hours on end.
What blog is this?
This is from Think Progress.
Okay.
Al-Qaeda operatives slapped them repeatedly in the face and stomach to cause pain. Then they shook them violently over and over again to disorient them. Then, after softening them up, they deprived the Americans of sleep and forced them to stand for over 40 hours at a time.
Wow.
Reports indicated that Al-Qaeda regarded this technique as particularly effective in breaking down the Americans' will.
That's a long time to stand. I mean, I've worked 8, 12-hour shifts before, but I still got some breaks in there, and even that's kind of rough. 40 hours?
40 hours is a long stretch.
Probably starving them while they're standing as well.
Then, for those who had not already cracked, Al-Qaeda stripped the Americans naked, put them in cold rooms that they kept around 50 degrees, and repeatedly doused them with cold water.
Mm.
This is called the hypothermia technique. A few American soldiers wouldn't crack even under this treatment. For them, Al-Qaeda had a special technique. They strapped the Americans to a horizontal board with their heads tilted downward slightly. They covered the Americans' faces with cellophane and continuously poured water over them to make the Americans think that they were drowning. This technique caused...
Did you just say drowning?
Drowning? Is that what you prefer?
Yeah, it's drowning.
Okay, well,
okay.
I say drowning because I'm a redneck. What do you want from me?
Get it right.
Whatever. This technique caused an unbearable gag reflex. The president can say nuclear. I can say drowning.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Well, you're a talk show professional, so you should probably try to speak correctly.
He's the leader of the free world.
No, he's not. He's not leader of anybody.
Well, whatever.
He's some guy that was elected to president. Go ahead.
Try to overthrow him. See if some guys with guns don't keep you down.
I didn't say they wouldn't.
Okay.
Just said he's not my leader. Go ahead.
Whatever. The Al-Qaeda interrogators were particularly impressed with how quickly, this reduced even the bravest Americans to abject submission.
Let me see if I understand the drowning technique. You put cellophane over someone's mouth,
mm-hmm.
and then you drip water.
Pour water over
on the cellophane.
It makes them believe that they're drowning.
But I don't understand that. If the cellophane's blocking the water from going into their mouths, how is it that...
I guess it's probably blocking air from going into their mouths, too.
Okay.
I've also heard that they dunk them in this waterboarding technique and hold them down for a period of time and then pull them back out.
Okay.
That makes a lot more sense to me than the cellophane thing.
It seems like there's some information missing there. Right?
It doesn't seem quite right to me.
Right.
Okay. As soon as the White House found out about these interrogations, they were outraged at the abuse and the mistreatment of American soldiers. They immediately protested in all the diplomatic and military channels they could think of. Eventually, they got a response. These techniques were not torture. Al-Qaeda insisted that it does not believe in torture and does not practice torture.
Hmm.
That it was just American propaganda. Rather, these techniques are an alternative set of procedures that were designed to be safe. They complied with the Geneva Conventions and were far less painful than what the American infidels deserved. Moreover, these techniques have been thoroughly vetted at the highest levels of Al-Qaeda and by a number of highly trained legal scholars to ensure that they complied with international law and with standards of human decency. They were absolutely necessary if Al-Qaeda was to get the intelligence it needed to win against the American imperialists. This is fiction. It's basically they've taken the American roles and the Al-Qaeda roles and they've switched them.
Hmm.
And
very sharp.
This is what Americans are doing to Al-Qaeda members.
This is what we know that Americans are doing to alleged Al-Qaeda members.
That's the way to say it. People that are alleged to be Al-Qaeda members.
And
people
that
they suspect.
This is just what we've heard about.
Right.
We don't know the rest of the story.
Because this claims that it's American soldiers, but we don't even know that much to be true. I understand, and I would want my police or whatever, if the case came down to it, and there was a bomb in an American building, and they had an hour and a half to stop the bomb. I believe that the police can handle getting the information out of the guy that they have in custody that knows where the bomb is. I trust them to get that information. But I don't think that we should in any way support torture. The American people, America is not about torturing people.
No, and it's just emotion. I mean, really, if anybody supports what they're talking about, the waterboarding and just violations, forcing people to stand, throwing cold water on people, if anybody supports that stuff, it's just based on emotion. It's just based on the idea of, they killed 3,000 Americans up September 11th. This isn't a big deal. You should be able to throw a bucket of water on those people.
Whoever those people are. They might be somebody who's completely innocent.
They have been people who have been completely innocent. And it's just based on that emotional idea of, we've got to get them back. But really, as you pointed out before, Mark, it doesn't matter. You can douse them with bucket after bucket of water or do whatever sort of terrible thing you want to them. There's not a guarantee that the information you get from them is going to be useful at all. In fact, they might just tell you what you want to hear, so you'll stop throwing water on them. I mean, the information is no good.
In the case of Abu Sheikh al-Libi, he was one of the first suspects that the CIA had picked up at all. He is basically the reason we're in Iraq. He was tortured, and he told the interrogators that Iraq had provided chemical and biological weapons training to al-Qaeda.
Mm.
This information that they got through enhanced interrogations, it turned out that it was just not true at all.
So this is
the information that Colin Powell used when he talked about the UN. They got through through torture.
You're telling me that the information they used as an excuse to go to war with Iraq was gleaned from someone who was tortured?
Correct. And we've discussed that here on the show.
I don't think I knew that.
Absolutely, I have. Yes, I've talked to you about this before.
We knew that the information was bad. I knew that much. I didn't realize that it had come from someone who had been tortured.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, you know,
they didn't tell you that. They didn't tell you that then, right.
And it's false.
Right.
And they don't tell you about how many people just tell lies in order to make it stop.
Sure, I would.
You know, some people are going to tell lies in desperation to make it stop.
Right.
I'll tell you anything you want to hear.
They might
come back.
Some
people are going to give you false information in order to make it go away.
And if I'm being tortured, first of all, again, Bush yesterday we reported admitted to the secret CIA prisons.
Right.
If I'm in a secret prison somewhere, I've been picked up by the CIA or some other international police organization, thrown into some dark dungeon and tortured. At some point, I'm going to just tell them what they want to hear, even though I know that there's a chance they're going to check out the lead, find out that it's false, and come back and torture me some more. At least I'll have a nice respite of torture there. Instead of just having continuous torture and maybe dying at their hands, at least then I can have a little break between the next session.
It's not a little break. When you're talking about the government, it takes
It'll be a long time
to figure it out. I mean, how long did it take us to figure out that Al-Qaeda and Iraq had nothing to do with each other? There's still Americans out there that believe that it's true.
Yeah.
They were told that once. It's told by Colin Powell. It must be true.
At least it's not a majority of Americans anymore, but though it's still close.
I don't know if I believe the poll. Americans will switch back and forth depending on exactly how you ask them the question.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm sorry. I don't know.
If you're somebody that supports torture, if you're somebody that really thinks it's effective, that thinks that the United States should be using torture, I would like to hear from you, toll-free at 1-800-259-9231.
Like, call me and tell me where torture is acceptable.
In what situation?
Yeah, in what situation is torture acceptable? Like I said, I'm not entirely against the police in some strange circumstance. I trust them to do this to break the law in order to get the information out of a guy who's going to blow up a building.
But you just told me that you thought the information was bad. Why would you encourage something like that, Mark?
An hour and a half, he can live through it.
But the information's going to be bad, Mark. What? Oh, I don't understand.
I would imagine
now you're endorsing torture.
I would imagine you are so confused.
You sit here and you rail against torture for 10 minutes straight, and then you come back and you say, well, there are some instances where I could support this in some weird bomber situation. Mark, just because the situation's scary to you doesn't mean that the torture's going to be more effective. 800-259-9231. In fact, one reason why we shouldn't torture people is because humans are supposed to have rights. And I want to talk a little bit more about rights on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
taking you to nonpartisan places you've never been to, and leaving you there.
Do you think the country would be better off without the two parties? I mean, if we just got rid of that little D and that little R next to the legislators' names, would the sky fall? I can see almost no downsides to something like that, and a ton of potential advantages for America.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin, the opinions of a new generation. Get the MP for your podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. 2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Brakes are a lot like your conscience. Both let you know when you're on a dangerous path, and gone unheeded can cost you big time. When we come back, I'll tell you the warning signs.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
When it comes to your conscience and your brakes, ignorance is not bliss. So heed these signs of brake failure. Your car pulls to one side when stopping. Brake pedal seems lower than normal. Brakes squeal, chatter, fail to release completely, grab with the least amount of pressure, or require excessive pressure. Like life, today's brakes are complex, with a lot of parts and computerized anti-lock systems. Your job is to recognize your brakes' warning signs, then leave repairs to well-equipped pros. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. There's over 800 pages there that has been created by you, the listeners. In fact, you can go in and edit virtually anything that you see on the wiki. You can add to it. You can take stuff away from it, and so can everyone else. In fact, if you make a change and somebody else doesn't like it, they can go right in and undo your change. So it's an interesting little dynamic, and it's free, of course, at wiki.freetalklive.com. That's W-I-K-I, www.freetalklive.com. So I'm going to talk about rights, but first I want to talk about animals, because the direction we're going to go with the discussion of rights has to do with animals. In fact, Wired reporting that apparently animals just want to have fun. They get intoxicated. They get intoxicated.
Okay.
Delight in chasing each other and have sex just for fun, just for kicks. These subjects,
all animals?
The subjects, no, I don't think it's all of them, but we'll see. The subjects of Jonathan Balcombe's Pleasurable Kingdom are not spring breakers, but animals large and small. Balcombe, the animal behavior research scientist for the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, describes little explored similarities between humans and animals from an unusual perspective: how various species have fun. He calls this line the study of hedonic ethology. And his book offers myriad examples of animals expressing human-like emotions, such as happiness, observed by luminaries of biological science like Charles Darwin, Jane Goodall. The upshot, animals are more like us than conventional wisdom generally allows. So much so, in fact, that they deserve many of the same ethical considerations that govern human relations, says this particular scientist.
I didn't see this coming, but I should have known.
He says, quote, "If animals feel, then we have a responsibility towards them." Balcombe relies on his own and other scientists' research to show that just like people, many animals experience joy, happiness, longing, boredom, and even love. This assertion is perhaps not surprising to dog or cat owners, but the author extends the argument daringly and somewhat less convincingly to a long list of critters that rarely receive such consideration, such as crustaceans and even insects.
Loving crabs?
The author cites research more than most of us would even care to know about, detailing how fish, fowl, and invertebrates are touch-sensitive and will avoid painful situations.
Okay.
Badgers, monkeys, and felines all crave physical contact with others, he reports. Reindeer eat hallucinogenic mushrooms more for the high than for the nutrition, he argues, and normally carnivorous jaguars sometimes trip on tree bark. In fact, I've actually I've heard of cases where animals like deer have been known to eat marijuana flowers as well as other things like that.
I've heard of birds eating berries that are fermenting and getting drunk and
flying into trees
silly.
And stuff. Yeah. While Balcombe admits there can never be definitive proof that animals feel pleasure, their facial gestures, he says, can be similar to humans, which undergo comparable chemical changes. The argument gets really interesting with his discussion of animal sex, where he persuasively argues that humans can't lay exclusive claim to more highly evolved responses to the primal urge. Evolutionary biologists have often struggled to explain human non-reproductive sex, though some, such as Jared Diamond, have found numerous payoffs, for example, strengthening emotional bonds between parents and charged with raising their young over an extended period of dependence. Balcombe claims that not only humans, but many species have sex for fun. Plenty of them self-pleasure, and even have homosexual interactions. He reports that more than 300 species of vertebrates engages in homosexual activities, including giraffes, gulls, and the bonobo, while others practice autoeroticism, like bats, walruses, and rodents. He also accuses scientists... Autoeroticism is self-pleasure, right? Okay. He also accuses scientists of gender bias in their studies of animal sexual pleasure, claiming that only a small fraction of the studies of mammal sex focus on the clitoris as opposed to the penis. Balcombe says many scientists depict animal sex as animals as joyless, continuously at-risk creatures, so that killing them will be seen as doing them a favor. But in the final chapter, he argues that since animals most likely feel pleasure and pain, then they deserve more humane treatment during our interactions. So, Wired asks, was it like us, the animals, was the animal entitled to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness? What's your answer? 800-259-9231. If indeed animals can feel pleasure, if indeed animals have similar emotions as we do they deserve the same rights? We're going to get into more of this because one of our emailers has an appropriate response. But first, we go to the phones. Let's talk to Jason in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes, this is not Jason.
That would be Jorge in Minnesota.
Yes, I played a trick on your caller, man, because he gives me a hard time, so I called in.
Wow, isn't it sad that the only call we've had tonight is Jorge in Sarasota?
He's probably not even listening.
No, probably not.
Listen, fellas. Listen. Yesterday I thought I did not have enough airtime, but now I have the airwaves and I would like to talk.
Yes, sir. Okay, well, you got to talk and not make noises, see, Jorge. It's not going to work if you make noises.
Ian,
no one wants to listen to that.
Ian, can you shoot the gun?
Huh?
Can you shoot the gun?
Can I shoot a gun?
Shoot the gun in the air like you did before? Shoot the gun?
I didn't shoot a gun on the air. That was some callers that... you're talking about years ago, Jorge. Some callers called in shooting weapons.
Yes, when I did it, when I yelled like that, you shot the guns in the air.
No, not me. Oh, you're talking about a sound effect. Yes, I could do that for you. But since you're asking for it, I'm not going to do it. See? See, Jorge, you don't get what you want if you make demands.
That wasn't
a
demand.
That's true. He was asking.
Yes, I said, can you please do the gun?
All right. Well, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. So let's continue the discussion of rights. So this scientist suggesting that animals, because they can feel pleasure and because they experience emotions, according to him at least, deserve some more respect by human beings. We shouldn't be killing them. We shouldn't be eating them. He didn't come out and say that, but I'm suggesting that that's sort of the logical response or the progression of where he's going with this.
It does sound like that.
And one of our emailers wanted to respond to another email that we talked about rights and whether or not they exist, and it's Steven. He says, I just discovered your show, catching up on the podcast. Thanks for what you're doing. I'd like to chime in on the recent discussions about rights. On the Wednesday show, on a recent Wednesday show, a caller raised the question as to whether or not rights exist. I would argue that rights do indeed exist, and I've suggested that I'm not really too sure. I'm a little confused on this, so hopefully he can help me out. Which is probably a good thing, says Stephen, since they're the foundation of libertarian theory. However, I think the confusion comes from the implicit assumption that in order to prove their existence, we must prove that they exist as an inherent characteristic of human beings. I'd propose that rights are not necessarily an inherent characteristic of a single person living in isolation, but a rather derivative of human society.
Okay.
That is, the concept of rights only makes sense in a group setting. The concept of rights has no meaning for Robinson Crusoe while he's stranded alone on a desert island. Since there are no other people, there can be no potential for conflict for Crusoe, and therefore no rights for him, because he certainly couldn't demand rights from the monkeys, right?
Makes sense.
Instead, rights come into being as a result of adding another person to the island. Then, at that point, society is first formed. So when Friday washes up on Crusoe's island, only then does it become a necessity necessary to define what actions are permissible for each of them to take. We'll explore this a little further on the way. 800-259-9231.
Not that Friday got a lot of rights in that book.
800-259-9231. He's just making a point, Mark. More coming up. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabyte know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabyte has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabyte.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabyte, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in toll-free and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list, and you can get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. Talking about rights, what brought us into this was an article from Wired about animals and how they allegedly feel pleasure and some emotions that we feel and that we might not have... that we might not have realized that they feel. And as a result of these new revelations, does that mean that animals should be afforded so-called rights? I say, despite the evidence, the answer is still no. I'm going to explain why, and actually I agree with our emailer. We're in the middle of that. But first, we're going to Dead Meat in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. Nice to see you finally made up to New Hampshire. I got kind of worried when I didn't hear you Tuesday night.
Indeed, sir. What's on your mind?
Doggy autoeroticism.
Okay, try to keep it as radio friendly as possible, but go ahead.
Yeah, I noticed that dogs do indeed find self-pleasuring to be something they do frequently, or at least my pit bull does.
Yeah. Now, how do you know it's self-pleasure as opposed to cleaning?
Because there's lots of hip movement, there's lots of gurgling noises, he makes sure to unsheath it, and he just goes down. Yes.
Oh, my.
So it's kind of awkward when you're having dinner, and all of a sudden you're... and then you look under the table, and there he is giving a demonstration of his capabilities
right.
and flexibility.
Yeah.
And I figured Mark would like to hear about that.
I'm thoroughly amused. He doesn't do it on legs. He just sort of does it...
He lays down on his side, and he just kind of cranes his head around.
Gotcha.
So it's definitely, entertaining for company.
Does he seem, when he's finished, does he seem a little spent afterwards?
Well, I don't know if he necessarily finishes, because he is, mutilated.
He's neutered. It's spayed for males? No, neutered for males.
Neutered for males.
He's neutered.
Yeah.
Well, now, wait a minute. If he's neutered, does that take away sexual pleasure for dogs?
It really doesn't seem like it.
Hmm.
Whenever I have girls over, he tries to, you know, make acquaintances with them, and he's very friendly and sociable.
Right on, man.
Human girls?
Yes.
Interesting.
I'm just thinking about making videos and selling them. Those sell for like $100 a piece. You know?
I guess you could. You really probably could rake
it in. Be an entrepreneur.
Yeah, but don't advertise it on our website. That could get us in trouble.
Please don't.
Thanks for the call, Dead Meat. We appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. So talking about rights and where they come from, and our emailer is suggesting, his name is Scott, actually Stephen. Our emailer is suggesting that if there's one guy alone in the middle of nowhere or on a desert island, there are no rights for that man because he's not interacting with any other human beings. And certainly the animals around are not going to respect his rights. The lion is not going to listen to you as he's tearing out your entrails about your... he's not going to listen to your objections of how you have a right to life at that point. So rights come into play when another person comes into the picture.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Essentially, people are capable and likely to respect your rights, whereas animals live in a state of nature and are unlikely to respect your rights. So
there are certainly people who will not respect your rights, but in that case, they have given up their rights. Once they threaten you, once they threaten your life, then they've given up their right to life, and then whoever takes the other person's life first wins that contest. But anyway, continuing with his example, he's talking about Robinson Crusoe and Friday. Okay, so when Crusoe's alone, he has no rights. But when Friday arrives, then it becomes necessary, according to Stephen, to define what actions are permissible for each of them. That is, to define Crusoe and Friday's individual rights. This is a natural result of the law of scarcity. Since resources are limited, including the very space that we occupy, we must define rights in order to reduce potential for conflict in the society. To confirm this, we only have to imagine the counterfactual example. Let's assume that there are no rights. And if this is the case, then Mark is correct. There can be no wrongs. If you do not have the right to your property or to your life, then there is no harm in me taking either. Clearly, this is a nonsensical position that would immediately lead to Hobbes's war of all against all. Ian stands that these things would still be wrong in the absolute moral sense. Itself presupposes the concept of rights, thus disproving the counterfactual. I think the translation of that is that I've been wrong about this and that rights do exist when there's more than one person around. I think he's making a pretty persuasive argument.
I like it.
As Murray Rothbard argues in The Ethics of Liberty, rights are also species-specific, and therefore animals don't have rights, as suggested by the emailer who called himself Metal Giant earlier in August. This has nothing to do with whether or not animals are sentient beings. This is simply due to the fact that our natures are fundamentally different, and that one species' right to life is frequently violated by another species' right to its life. So to quote Murray Rothbard, quote, it's more than a jest to point out that animals, after all, don't respect the rights of other animals. It is the condition of the world and of all natural species that they live by eating other species.
Right.
Interspecies survival is a matter of tooth and claw. It would surely be absurd to say that the wolf is evil because he exists by devouring and aggressing against lambs, chickens, etc. The wolf isn't an evil being who aggresses against other species. He's simply following the natural law of his own survival. Similarly for man. Now, according to Stephen, even if we accept Metal Giant's argument that humans have no special dominion over animals because we're all fundamentally equal beings, then surely humans cannot have any special requirements that are not imposed on other animals. That is, we can't be subjected to restrictions on our diet while other animals have none. See, the vegetarians and the ones that are objecting to the slaughtering of animals would like to see everyone stop eating animal products.
Right.
But you can't ask animals to adhere to that same set of standards. So why is it that we have this higher set of standards for what we eat and the animals don't? I mean, if indeed we're all equal, if animals are on the same level as humans, why is it that we can't eat other animals? That's what they do.
I mean, if you're arguing that animals have rights and they're therefore equal with humans, then you can't argue that humans are obligated to treat animals as though they have rights, and animals aren't obligated to treat humans as though they have rights.
Animals have no obligations. Animals have no responsibility. Animals just do their thing.
They exist in a state of nature.
Right. They're animals. Now, we can domesticate them to a point. We can train them, and we can teach them tricks. But,
sure.
I mean, that doesn't... They're great. I love animals. I don't want to make it sound like I'm an anti-animal person.
No,
not at all.
I know that you love animals.
Right. And I love being able to take care of animals. And if some of these animal rights activists get their way, they'd like to make it so that all animals are returned to a true state of nature. Some of these guys don't actually believe in owning an animal. They think it's wrong. They think that all the dogs and cats should be allowed to just run free, and every animal should just should be out of the hands of humans, that if you keep a cat or a dog in your house, it's like trapping them in a jail cell, and these people are nutso.
It doesn't make any sense. I mean, if you just let domesticated animals that we have bred up to this point, just let them go and do willy-nilly whatever they wanted to, they'd run out of control. I mean, humans need to control them as far as breeding and that kind of thing. Otherwise,
look what happened in New Orleans with the dogs. Just after people were forced to leave their homes and were forced, by the way, to leave their dogs behind. If you don't recall that story, it was pretty disgusting. So because they left, the government forced them to leave these dogs behind. The unintended consequence was that the dogs got out of their house, ran around, copulated with one another, and the New Orleans area has a glut of dogs and cats as a result of it.
Not nearly as many people, but lots more animals.
Yes. Home of the dogs and cats. I mean, it's going to be a dog and cat city more than a chocolate city than anything else.
Yes.
And so, yes, if we just allow these animals to run around and do whatever they want to do, then that means they're going to be going to the bathroom everywhere and reproducing at a lightning pace. And before you know it, we're going to have animals dying everywhere.
Cats up to our ears.
800-259-9231. But yet, if you still think that animals deserve rights, maybe you can make a persuasive argument, because obviously I can change my mind. I just changed my mind on this email. 1-800-259-9231.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231, and it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can vote for us, of course. It is a new month, and that means that it's time to go and vote at vote.freetalklive.com. And your votes help keep us in the top 10 podcasts of the world, according to Podcast Alley. It's a very simple process. You go to vote.freetalklive.com, cast your vote. It takes you less than a minute because there's a quick email verification that occurs to make sure you're a real person and to make sure that you can only vote once, because that's important as well. Vote.freetalklive.com. In fact, we've been so busy since we've gotten here and gotten up here in New Hampshire. I haven't even checked the rankings, Mark. I don't even know where we're at over at Podcast Alley.
I'll do that now.
Last time I looked, we were up in the top three. And so we need your votes. If you've yet to vote in the month of September, go now or go when you get to your computer.
Looks like we're coming in at number three.
Number three of world, according to Podcast Alley.
Free Talk Live.
That's vote.freetalklive.com. All right. So we're going to jump into the email box here in a moment, but first to the phones, to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dave. What's on your mind?
First, I wanted to express my admiration you guys being able to get the show on the air so fast in the middle of a move. And
that's why
I
they pay me the big bucks, Dave.
Yeah, well, no, I also wanted to apologize for lighting into you yesterday. I called yesterday and kind of gave you some grief for some of your complaining, but I think you probably had a legitimate reason to complain about some things.
Well, if you'd seen this house when we saw it, you'd absolutely understand. It was terrible.
Anyway, I apologize.
But it wasn't New Hampshire's fault, although technically it was. Yeah, technically that was New Hampshire's fault.
The government
of New Hampshire.
Yeah.
For passing law that Seth told us about that mandates that landlords cannot charge last month's rent up front, which is insane. All right, so what's up, man?
Anyway, I wanted to give you an update about events that were occurring just down the street from you guys now in Keene at the IRS office. As you know, Russell Canning, one of the free staters in Keene, New Hampshire, was arrested for trying to hand out leaflets at that IRS office.
Yeah, that was a good month ago. Yes, he was.
And every week since then, pretty much, there has been a demonstration of some kind at that office, and the numbers seem to be growing.
Really? Really?
And people keep going into the IRS office who they've never seen before and trying to talk to them, and they're getting more and more surly as the days go by. there were, I guess, about 8 demonstrators today. And the reason the number was a little bit down from before was just because the students that usually join us were off doing a different demonstration somewhere else at the same time. So,
well, the more demonstrations, the merrier, I suppose.
Exactly.
So was there anything of note that happened today? Just people are going up and talking to the bureaucrats? I mean, what are they doing when they go up to the office?
Yeah, that's one thing. Like, I went up there, and when I was there, I mean, I don't know what happened when anyone else went up there. Nothing really significant. But when I went in, there were a couple people in there, and I had to stand around for, you know, 5 minutes before they would talk to me. And you know, they didn't know who I was. And then I handed them a note. They wouldn't touch it. It asked, you know, is it right to work for the Internal Robbery Squadron?
Indeed.
And they wouldn't look at it, and so I asked the guy the question. I said, "Well, do you think it's right to work for the IRS?" This guy that worked there, and he just walked past me and sort of fled the room. He left this one gal in there by herself. I didn't feel real comfortable just being in there, just me and this one gal. So I was pretty ready to go. But she said, "You can just take your flyer and you can go downstairs." So that kind of made me want to stay.
Yeah, I can, but I won't.
So I stayed a couple more minutes, and then I left, and. As I was leaving, she goes, "You forgot your flyer, sir, come get your flyer."
Don't,
you know,
make me pick this up and put it in the trash. That would actually be work.
Right, exactly.
You know, Dave, you're talking about the IRS, and those are obviously federal bureaucrats, but I'll give credit where credit's due. I actually went out and interacted with a couple of bureaucrats today, a couple of local bureaucrats, and I got to say that they were both pretty nice and courteous and helpful.
They took your money.
Maybe it was random. Maybe it was just a coincidence. But maybe it's just maybe it's because they were young. My girlfriend pointed out they are young, which means that they may not have been jaded enough by the system yet to be surly and angry. I don't know. What do you think the factor is?
Well, maybe you talked to Donnie over at City Hall today, just like I did, and she's a very nice lady. She wants to see real ID come to to immediate destruction, and just like I do, and you do, and the lady over at the voter section, in City Hall was also real helpful to me. I don't know her name. She's young. Maybe that's who you're talking about.
Is it possible that local bureaucrats are less angry than federal bureaucrats?
Not necessarily, but it does seem like the bureaucrats are a little nicer and keen.
Dave, my board op has a question. That is, when you're approaching the IRS agents, since you're known for open carrying weapons in New Hampshire, is that something that you do when you're on the federal property?
No, I do not. I would be arrested for that.
I would think so. So you can open carry weapons in New Hampshire with the exception of on federal property and most government property? Is that how it works?
Well, I think it's okay on government property. You just can't do it in court.
And the IRS is considered a court?
You have to check your weapons at the door at the courthouse, and at the federal property, you can't take it on the federal buildings.
Got it. Well, Dave,
yeah.
Keep us up to date, man. Appreciate the call as always. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231, toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. So, let's jump into the emails, Mark.
Let's go for it.
This one, it's a two-parter. We're going to take the second part. He says, "But the biggest issue I face as a music seller, apparently, says, I want to talk about censorship. I run a mom-and-pop music store in what was once a small-town America. Not that I'm complaining that our town, which is a city now, is growing. I'm just conflicted about the businesses coming here. No corporate music stores are here right now. They just can't compete with our prices. We've already run two of the largest corporate music distributors out of our area," which, great job, man. Congratulations.
Yeah.
"They expect too much of a markup on their product. My prices will always be lower because I'm not willing to cut the consumer to the bone for profit. So, the biggest issue I face as a music seller is the infamous parental advisory sticker. Our store has made the decision to not carry any edited music, like Walmart does. Walmart carries the edited versions of the CDs. This, of course, causes problems when the kids come in wanting the newest 50 Cent or Eminem. I would like to take this opportunity to point out that it has been told to me that it is not illegal in our area to sell this material to minors. The sticker on the front clearly states parental advisory, not music store clerk advisory.
Right.
If you don't want your child to have that material, then you need to take care of that on the home base level. As I stated, this is just how the sticker was explained to me. If you guys know different, I'd love to hear about it. The hardest part about this issue is the parents who don't want their children to have explicit music. In my experience, however, it's not that the parents don't want their children to have it, it's that the parents don't want their children to have rap music. Now, I'm no fan of rap music myself, but I think everyone has a right to whatever kind of music they like. When I ask these parents who are upset at me because their kid bought a rap CD that they don't agree with, I ask, did you know that Bob Dylan albums also have parental advisory stickers? They're dumbstruck. They don't know what to say. I personally had an issue last year where a parent demanded that I give her a monetary refund on a CD that her son purchased a week earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I told her our policy was the same as anyone else's who sells new music these days. New CDs are not returnable because of burning. Somebody could buy it, open it up, take it out, rip the CD, put it back in the package, and bring it back. So I explained to her why the item wasn't returnable. I showed her the receipt for the item where it was clearly printed on the bottom, no new CDs or DVDs are returnable.
Returnable meaning you couldn't get credit for it either.
Exactly.
Because I suppose if you got credit in the store, you could just spend $10 or $15 on a CD.
On every disc.
And just keep rolling,
exactly.
returning and build up your CD collection.
I pointed out the 2x4-foot bright yellow and red signs we have hanging in the store which read, no new CDs or DVDs are returnable. It's on the receipt. There's 2x4 signs in the store.
It sounds to me that if the son bought a CD that she didn't want him to have, and she's discussed this parental advisory sticker with her son in the past, mm-hmm. that perhaps her son needs punishment.
Still, this woman was adamant. She didn't just want to take the CD away from her son, but she also wanted me to be responsible for his punishment.
Right.
Long story short, the woman didn't have a leg to stand on. After an hour of arguing with me in the store about it, she became threatening. She added that she'd be telling her husband about this, and he'd be up here after I closed to talk with me about it man to man.
Ooh.
I finally... All this over a CD? I finally asked the lady in a polite manner to leave. This was during the week of Christmas, so I had customers backed up from having to deal with her. She left, and I thought I'd heard the end of it. But he hadn't. We'll continue the story coming up in hour number 3. 800-259-9231. Story of the angry mom! Her son got a CD that she didn't agree with, and she wanted to take it out on the guy that sold it to him.
Does Dad come back and handle it man to man?
I guess we'll find out, won't we? More on the way. Your show, You Take Control, Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.